This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Frustrated, embarrassed, unsafe, and angry, parents, students, and community members are describing their feelings to officials of a Montgomery County school district in the past month. Their worries are in response to a resurfacing of student texts with anti-Asian hate speech, a flashpoint that led to widespread concern over racism in the classroom and outside of it. WHYY's Hannah Chin has more.
Last year, Lower Moreland Police got called about a student group chat. But not just any group chat. This one was reported anonymously to Lower Moreland High School as a safety concern. It was right at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, which former President Donald Trump had blamed on China. And the texts were things like, expletive, stupid Asians shouldn't be in our country, and they should be stoned, then lynched. The school and local police investigated, spoke to the parents of the students who wrote the texts, and concluded that there wasn't a credible threat. But then in January, a screenshot of the texts started making its way around social media.
Most people in our school joke about these kinds of things, and so when I saw them, I kind of took it as, oh yeah, just more of these jokes, you know?
That's Ray Singh, a current senior who's lived most of his life in Lower Moreland. He says he saw the screenshot in March, right before the investigation.
So first I was a little confused why people were posting about it now, because I remember when it happened.
But others didn't feel so confused. Here's Serena Nguyen, who graduated from Lower Moreland High School in 2014.
Reading the messages churned my stomach and upset me. And then in the morning, I woke up seeing the letter that the principal of the Lower Moreland High School sent out in response. And I was still in bed, but I remember getting really angry.
A group of current and former Lower Moreland students, coordinated in part by Nguyen, started organizing a group they called Pop the LM Bubble, asking the school board to take action. An online petition circulated and got almost 800 signers. And the district hosted a two-hour listening session to hear community feedback.
While it is a difficult certain things that here, it's needed, and it's needed for us to be able to establish the feelings among folks throughout the district, and from there we can begin the partnership of working toward how do we create a more culturally competent school district? How do we create actionable diversity, equity, inclusion plans?
That's Scott Davidheiser, the district superintendent, who says he's committed to listening and further action. He's already proposed a diversity council to engage the community and advise the school board. If and when it gets approved next week, it'll start reviewing school policy this summer. That could be a good step, residents say. For now, they'll wait and see. Nguyen puts it this way.
It was never about punishing these kids who said these really stupid things. It's about getting to the root of it and figuring out how can we prevent this in the future.
I'm Hannah Chin, WHYY News.